hoping for a nonviolent solution. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Always a possibility.
But President Biden says he's now convinced his Russian counterpart has decided to invade Ukraine.
White House officials quietly admit the prospect of avoiding invasion is slim. Russian allegations of shelling and missile deployments setting the false flag pretext officials warned about. Plus, the White House now says the hack on Ukraine's critical military and infrastructure network was Russia's doing. The hack allowed Russia to collect intelligence and pre-position for a massive outage that would precede a bloody invasion.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. President Putin has pledged to protect Russia's national interests against what he sees as encroaching Western threats. Canadian police in Ottawa moving to end the truckers' protest, arresting more than 100 people Friday and towing away about two dozen vehicles.
Those arrests include four protest leaders. The trucker convoy is in protest of the country's coronavirus mandates. The arrest and towing of vehicles is one of Canada's biggest police enforcement actions ever.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A First Amendment case is brewing. A federal judge in Washington has ruled that comments former President Trump made at a rally just before last year's Capitol incursion were not protected speech. The judge refusing to throw out lawsuits filed against Mr. Trump by lawmakers and two Capitol Hill police officers. President Biden has signed the stopgap spending bill, keeping the government in business for the next 3 weeks.
The measure buys more time for congressional leaders to finalize a long-term spending bill to run through the rest of the fiscal year. Senators approved the stopgap bill on a 65-27 vote after narrowly defeating Republican amendments aimed at stripping funding tied to vaccine mandates.
Fox's Jared Halperin. The bar and restaurant patrons in Boston no longer need to show proof they've been vaccinated. The city lifting its vaccine mandate for indoor spaces immediately. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. Lawmakers in California modeling new gun legislation after the restrictive new abortion law in Texas.
A Texas law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and others who assist someone in getting an abortion. California Democratic lawmakers said after a Supreme Court decision allowed that law to stand pending future litigation, they were inspired to allow private citizens to sue those who make, sell, or distribute banned weapons in the state. Governor Newsom said Friday,
"And by the way, there is no principled way the U.S. Supreme Court cannot uphold this California law. None. Period. Full stop. It is quite literally modeled after the law they just upheld in Texas."
A federal judge overturned California's ban on certain weapons, but the Ninth Circuit extended a stay on that ruling pending the outcome of another case challenging the ban. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Sentencing Friday for the former Minnesota cop who said she'd killed a motorist accidentally during a traffic stop.
Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu tearful as she handed down the sentence of 2 years of which former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter will serve less than 15 months for mistaking her gun for her taser last year and shooting and killing Dante Wright as he resisted arrest over a warrant.
Officer Potter made a mistake that ended tragically. She never intended to hurt anyone.
The sentence also after a moment of empathy from prosecutors acknowledging that Potter was a good and decorated cop, calling it a rare case that warrants a lighter sentence. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A 17-mile stretch of Interstate 39 in central Illinois that had closed after a pileup involving about 100 cars and trucks and a blinding snowstorm Thursday fully reopened Friday. There were no reports of injuries in the pileup that happened on I-39 north of Bloomington. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.